This season on What on Earth Can We Do, we're talking about food waste, where it comes from, why it matters, and how different people and organizations are finding creative ways to solve it. Today's story is a little different. It's not just about keeping food out of the landfill. It's about helping families put affordable meals on the table. Flash Food is a tech company with a simple idea: rescue perfectly good food before it gets thrown away and offer it to shoppers at a big discount. That food stays out of the trash and families save money. Joining me today is Esther Cohn, VP of Communications and Public Affairs at Flash Food, to walk us through how the idea came to life, how it works, and what kind of impact it's having on households and communities across North America. Esther, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Can you tell us the story behind Flash Food? What kickstarted the desire to start the company?
So Flash Food was founded in Canada in 2016, and we were really founded to solve the problem of food waste at the grocery store. So as I'm sure you're digging into, food waste is a massive problem across really all sectors of the food system. But retail is one area where there's a great deal of food waste. It's actually a relatively small percentage compared to at-home food waste, which is the bulk of it. But retail is much easier to control. You know where it's happening. To some extent, we know why it's happening. And we have levers that you can pull in store to reduce food waste. Whereas at home, it's sort of a black box. We don't know how much food people are wasting, and we can't control their behavior when they're at home. So in terms of how the solution is being addressed, we felt like retail was a really good place to start and focus. About 30% of what goes into a grocery store ends up being wasted, which is a devastating number. I think as a whole, it's about 30 to 40% across the full food system. Retail is about 12% of that. So we were founded specifically to address the problem of food waste in the grocery store. And we were founded by an entrepreneur in Canada who had this theory that he lived right above a grocery store in his apartment complex. And he had a theory as he was sort of walking the grocery aisle to say, this, beautiful cut of salmon that was sort of pre-seasoned at the store, this is expiring today. He asked the guy, what happens after this? They said, oh, we have to throw it out. He said, I bet if I live right upstairs, if I knew that this was going to be thrown away today and I could buy it for half off, I would do that. And so that was sort of the theory that founded Flash Food.
Oh, that's super cool. What an origin story to, live above a grocery store and kind of have this idea, this light bulb moment. And so for someone who's never used Flash Food before, it's an app, but can you tell us a little bit about how it works, the inner workings of the app for someone like me who would be using it?
So it's an app, as you said, downloaded from any traditional app store, Google, Apple, that sort of thing. And what you'll see when you open it up is a map screen of all the participating locations in your area. So we partner directly with grocery stores who list items on the app that they have in store that are either in surplus or nearing their best by date, or maybe it's a seasonal item that they know they're no longer going to sell on store and they'll pull it off the shelf. So they list it on Flash Food for up to 50% off its traditional retail price. So as a shopper, you can see a little store icon of all the ones in your area. You click on that store, it'll show you what they have to offer that day or that minute. And you add it to your cart. And from there, it's a pretty traditional e-commerce experience. You'll fill up your cart, you'll pay in the app, and then you head in store and pick it up. So often, Flash Food is not a one-stop shop. We like to say it's a little ephemeral. You're not going to get every single item on your grocery list, but you can knock off a few items that you had and save some money on those. And then you can go in store, grab your rice or your pasta, whatever else you needed for your recipe, and then pick up your Flash Food order on the way out. So our number one selling item on the app is a produce box. So it's a 10-pound box of mixed fruits and vegetables that's sold for $5. And it's an incredible deal. People are really excited about it. They're posted every day at these stores. And there's a photo so you can kind of see what you're getting. Sometimes they're more, root veg fall themed. Sometimes they're a little more, fruity, citrus. Look out for the Flash Food produce box. They're a huge hit. People love them. We've sold over a million already this year. Like, they really do wonderful. And produce is a huge part of food waste specifically. And so it's just kind of a win-win for everybody. So everybody check out the produce box, download one.
And so by the numbers, listening about this app and learning about it, so it's obviously aimed at reducing food waste through those items that are maybe nearing their best before or their expiry date. How much food has Flash Food kept out of the landfill, or any other numbers that you want to share with us to show the impact of how you guys are helping this issue?
To date, Flash Food has diverted over 150 million pounds of food from landfill, and at the same time saved our shoppers about $330 million on the groceries collectively. So it's a massive impact. It really is. When we were first founded, as I was talking about, we thought the problem we were solving was food waste, and that's what we were designed to do. But as we started growing and reaching more shoppers and hearing from the shoppers, what they were saying is, the food waste piece is nice, but I use you because I can get half off chicken and half off my produce, which for most people is much more important to them on a day-to-day basis than the food waste component. It's a nice to have. It's not a need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. In a time when we're living with, you know, rising food costs, and it's amazing and wonderful to address food waste and help that environmental side. But oftentimes these issues are so, there's so many things baked into them. There's social factors, there's environmental, there's economic factors. And so it's interesting to hear that that some people are saying, well, I don't necessarily use the app just for the environmental piece. It's I'm saving money. And I think that's an interesting perspective on, you know, I view this when I reached out to you to say, oh, this is wonderful. You guys are tackling food waste, but that's not the only impact. And to hear how much money families are saving by using this app, you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's perfect because you're attacking two things at once. You're putting money in people's pockets and you're also keeping food out of the landfills.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look at sort of the sustainable solution industry at large, not just food waste, but, you know, cars or, you know, cleaning products, right? Typically, you're going to pay what they've called a green tax, right? If you want something that's more sustainable, you're going to pay more money for it. And so in a way, we kind of see it as we're subverting that a little bit by saying we're going to make this product cheaper and more attractive to you as a consumer. And then on top of that, it also happens to be a more sustainable option, which I think is why it works.
And going back to earlier in our conversation, you mentioned that, you know, grocery stores are not the biggest piece of food waste. It's a piece of it, but most of it's coming from home. You know, how do you guys communicate with your users about maybe reducing food waste at home? Like, now you have this item, how do you make sure that it actually gets used at home?
Yeah, it's a good question and one that we talk about a lot internally. On the one hand, we do want to be that source of information and source of inspiration for people to be more thoughtful as they're buying food and wasting less food at home, because that's core to the mission of Flash Food. At the same time, we don't want to be preachy and we don't want to guilt people into changing their behavior, because at the end of the day, just by using Flash Food, you are being more sustainable. Everything you buy in Flash Food would have been previously thrown away. And so you're already doing a great job. I think a happy medium would be to make ourselves sort of a source of content and a source of resources for people who do want to take that extra step and try something at home. You know, we partner, just looking at sort of social media and influence strategy, we partner with, you know, chefs and other content creators online who are making some of that great stuff and putting some of that on our feed as well. But it's hard for people to, we don't want to make food waste reduction a chore. And I think people feel guilted sometimes by, you know, tips and tricks. And so at some point it's helpful, right? Because it actually is, when you waste less food, you save money and you use all the resource that you purchased. Kind of a convoluted answer, but I think it's a little bit of both. And we want to be a resource without being a nuisance.
And going back again to the grocery piece, I was reading through, I believe it was your annual report, maybe your impact report. You guys have recently partnered with independent grocery stores as opposed to maybe those larger chains. Why was that an important move for Flash Food when it comes to, you know, saving money for people, for families, and also reducing food waste?
Well, the independent sector of the grocery industry is big. It's not insignificant. So in terms of the food waste reduction piece, it's important that we reach that category of grocers as well. On the consumer side, independents are often serving communities that might not otherwise be reached by some of the larger chains, right? They're either hyper urban or hyper rural. And they tend to be, or often are, sort of one of the only grocers in that area. And so being able to reach that grocer is important as well. And it also enables us to, you know, flex into maybe kind of higher income communities for folks who are shopping at their local co-op, right? How can we get there as well and make sure folks know we're not just available for people who have a constrained income, but for people who just want to save money, regardless of where you sit on the income spectrum. So it was important to us to reach independent grocers as well.
Yeah, improving that accessibility, you know, it's not only helping perhaps to reduce some food insecurity if you're able to reduce the cost of food for people, but, you know, allowing this program or this app to be accessible to other people. And to the point of the grocery stores, we've talked about the independent grocers that you guys work with. Specifically in Canada, how many grocers do you guys work with? Like, is it just the larger chains? Do you maybe have some independent grocers? What does that look like?
In Canada, our largest partner is Loblaw. So we're in all of their banners across the country, around 800, 900 stores. We just launched our independent product last summer. So we're about a year in. We have about 100 independents on so far, but hoping to increase that number. You know, we're adding new stores every day. So we also really encourage anyone who's listening, if you have an independent store in your town that you think would benefit from flash food, or you want to see flash food there, reach out and we will make it happen.
What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs? We talked about the founder of Flash Food and how this idea came to be. What advice do you think Flash Food would give to other entrepreneurs or community leaders who want to tackle food waste?
Find a specific area that you can actually make change. I talked about this a little bit around why Flash Food focused on retail, but find something very specific and do that thing very well, whether it's in the inventory management side, whether it's the at-home piece, if you want to tackle that beast, whether it's in the retail space. You know, we welcome lots of players. I think it's such a big problem, and the problem is occurring at so many places in the food system, at the farm, at the distribution center, at the retailer, at home, that being able to have a very specific and focused solution that tackles one specific point of, call it, failure in the food system, I think is a way better way to go than trying to have some large umbrella solution that solves the whole problem. The other piece I would say is make sure it's economically viable, because that's part of what Flash Food is doing very well, and that we are saving money on food that used to be thrown away. And so there's the profitability is built into that. And I think there's lots of great groups that are doing this from sort of the nonprofit side of things. There's obviously government stuff working on it as well. And that's all important. But if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to create a solution that has legs, it needs to be economically viable.
You know, this season, if people have been listening through the whole way, this is a really big issue, like you've mentioned. And it can seem a little bit overwhelming. There are solutions, like we've talked about. There's Flash Food. We have different organizations we're speaking to this season. But despite the challenges and despite maybe the large nature of this problem, what personally gives you hope when it comes to reducing food waste and making food more affordable for everybody?
What gives me hope is that addressing food waste is uniquely bipartisan. No one disagrees with the fact that we should address food waste. And it actually is cheaper. This kind of ties back to what we were saying before. You know, with an electric car, it would be great if we all drove electric cars, but they are priced more expensive right now. And so it's not possible for everyone. It would be great if we all had public transportation available. It's costly to build. But reducing food waste is actually extremely economical. And so whether that's at the home or whether you're a business owner or a restaurant operator, it actually is in your best financial interest to address this. And I think that that is a really good sign for the future. Another thing I'll bring up is that young people particularly are really interested in solving this problem. It lands as totally absurd to them that we waste as much food that we do, and they're really interested in the world of solving that. And I think one example we talk about a lot is, you know, when I was growing up, people did not want to say when they shopped at the thrift store. It was a little bit embarrassing. You didn't want to talk about your thrift store experience. And today that's totally flipped on its head. People are on all social media bragging about the incredible deal they got on this super niche vintage find that they're so proud of. And I think we see a world where we sort of connect this generation that is now extremely proud of, you know, thrifting clothing and reusing clothing, and having them look at food that way, potentially. That's what we're hopeful about.
Yeah, the culture is changing. Times are changing. And I definitely think that this is an issue that goes across, you know, political affiliations and divides. And it's an issue that we can all come together and solve. It's so solvable. I'm so glad to see apps like Flash Food, all the different organizations that we've chatted with this season. And I'm sure, you know, there will be more that pop up through the next couple of years as we aim to reduce food waste.
A couple of things I will mention. I'm doing a video series right now where I interview chefs who work in restaurants about food waste in the kitchen and, you know, why does this exist? What do you do about it? What is sort of this restaurant's philosophy around food waste? And we've been getting a lot of really interesting responses. And these are people who think every day, all day about food, right? It's their profession. And at the same time, they're running a business that, you know, they have to purchase ingredients and then turn them into dishes and remain profitable while they're doing that. And so food waste has kind of a different, they're not thinking about it from a moral or ethical perspective. It's a resource that they purchase and then have to make the most of. So it's just been a very interesting approach to it. And one of the conversations I had was that, you know, one of the chefs said, I actually kind of hate the term food waste because it only becomes waste if you throw it in the trash can. It's actually just food. And we should learn and know how to eat and prepare food. It's not as complicated as people think it is. And it's not waste until you throw it away. So like, it's sort of a mindset thing. And I think consumers can have fun with that. You know, if you have herb stems, just eat them, just, you know, blend them up with some yogurt and their sauce, right? I think it helps to, you know, lighten the mood a little bit in your kitchen.
Yeah, that's a great point that food waste, it's not waste until you throw it away. And I think that's something that, you know, even in my communications through the podcast so far, like in conversations is, well, sometimes I was talking with a food rescue in Lacombe, Alberta, and they rescue food and then they give it back to the community at no cost. And I kept calling it food waste. And then now thinking back, I'm like, well, it's not food waste at all because they're saving it. Yeah. And so, you know, shifting that mindset and, you know, having a little bit of fun with it and just thinking of it in a different way can really help. Esther, I'm so appreciative of you coming on the podcast,
of course,
talking about Flash Food. And I hope that everyone will download it and save some money on their grocery bill. Thanks so much to Esther for joining us and to the entire Flash Food team for showing us that food waste isn't just an environmental issue, it's an economic one too. If you'd like to learn more about the app or see if it's available near you, check out the show notes. And if this episode got you thinking about waste at the grocery store or your grocery bill itself, consider sharing it with someone who might appreciate a few extra savings and a lot less waste. The What on Earth Can We Do podcast is a program of the Alberta Emerald Foundation, a registered charity focused on accelerating environmental excellence across Alberta. To learn more about the Alberta Emerald Foundation, head to our website, emeraldfoundation.ca, or follow us on social media at Alberta Emerald. A big thank you to our sponsors who make this podcast possible: the Government of Alberta, the Forest Resource Improvement Association of Alberta, Pathways Alliance, the City of Edmonton, the City of Calgary, and the TD Friends of the Environment Foundation. See you next time.